Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. It is good to be in the studio today with Justin Nicholas, General Manager over at Gross Funeral Home. Hey, Justin, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Man, what a beautiful day, just and to chat and to find out, you know, going back in time, we have met before. And almost everyone that I have chatted with for the Behind the Business podcast, we've run across each other. Hot Springs is a small world, isn't it?
It is.
To a degree.
It is. It's a great place to live and a great place to raise a family.
It really is. Yeah. In a comical sort of way, Justin, earlier you told me that once upon a time you thought about moving back to Texarkana, but your wife said no.
That's right.
And so,
the plan was to move. I went to Little Rock to go to school. The plan was to go back home. I met my wife in Little Rock.
Uh-huh.
She said we were not going back to Texas.
Okay.
And she won.
So apparently you are a smart man. You do what the wife tells you.
That's right.
Gross Funeral Home. Now, this is a name that everyone in Hot Springs is familiar with. Matter of fact, maybe the state of Arkansas. This has just been around a long time. How long has Gross been in business?
So it started in 1874.
My goodness. Okay.
Yeah. We were. It was a furniture store, and Billy Gross got into the started making caskets in his furniture store.
Oh.
And then that evolved into doing funerals, and he fell in love, and I guess, enjoyed serving people in that way. So it morphed into a funeral home, one of the first funeral homes in the state.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. So, serving people in that way, it is a service. I mean, this is like one of those things that just about every one of us is thinking about it at one point or another. And so you guys are all about meeting the needs of folks who really, really have that need. Now,
that's right.
And you guys stay busy, probably.
We do.
How many families are you helping each on a weekly basis, do you think?
So our business has two aspects. So the public portion is the funeral home.
Mm.
But we also operate one of the few crematories around, and so we also cremate for 14 other funeral homes around.
Wow. Okay.
So as far as families that we serve, probably around 400 a year.
Wow.
And then we'll serve probably another 1,400 a year through the crematory.
That is a lot's going on.
There is.
And how many how many employees do you have over there? You must have
probably 20, and majority of those are part-time employees.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now let's talk about how did you get into the? You said you went to school in Little Rock. Was that in the funeral business?
No. So I'm a third generation. Grandfather and my dad still practices. He's semi-retired, but still comes in the mornings.
I see.
But my dad wanted me to explore other avenues. So I went to Little Rock first,
mm-hmm.
Got a business degree, and then got an associate's degree in funeral service afterwards.
And third generation, this is last week I talked to Linda Bright, who was Bennett's Auto Service, and she saw her parents do this. Is that kind of what happened with you? You saw this is something that you kind of grew up with?
Sort of. Yeah,
okay.
So it's a ministry. So the funeral business, if it's a calling. We're all called to do something. We're all created for something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not called to funeral service and to helping families, the job will chew you up.
Mm-hmm.
The hours are different. The job is different. So it is a calling.
I agree. I hear you.
It's a ministry.
Meeting again, it goes back to meeting the needs of the people. It's a hard time. Oftentimes, it's a very difficult time for family members, mm-hmm. and so you have to face that. Kind of hooks up with the idea of the calling, right?
It is. So we can take a person's lifetime, try to put it into a few paragraphs for an obituary, and then we try to put their life on a stage and celebrate their life.
And
just make it a celebration of their life.
Yeah, and that's an excellent way to put it, right? Mm-hmm. We are going to grieve. That's a natural part of just being a human. But mm-hmm. celebrating someone's life, boy, that's I love that you phrase it that way.
You look at pictures, you laugh, you share stories, you remember those times, and you just turn it in, you know, to something that helps the grief process along.
Sure. Now, Justin, what about the idea of preparing? Is that something that, is there an age? For everyone listening, what do we need to be thinking about right now for as far as a funeral home, gross funeral home?
Yeah, so at the very least, a lot of people, typically men, I guess we think we're not going to die.
No, yeah, of course, no.
So we don't want to have the conversation. We don't want to talk.
That's right.
But it's so important to let your wishes be known.
Okay.
And to write them down, pre-plan them.
Great idea, sure.
When someone has pre-planned their arrangements and they have all of that made, they come to the table, it's so easy. So the family's not scrambling for money. They're not scrambling to find what they think that you would like. You know, all of those decisions are made. And, you know, it's one of the greatest gifts that you can give to your family.
Yeah, boy, it makes all the sense in the world, right?
It does.
If I don't think about this now, someone's going to have to scramble and think about it.
Somebody's going to have to put it together. That's right.
Okay. So it's never too early to jot down thoughts or
absolutely not. And it's okay if you change your mind on things. You can always update your plan. Yeah. I update mine once a month. It seems like.
I see. But what about pre? It's almost like a payment plan to mm-hmm. start paying for something. What is that called?
Yeah. Absolutely. So when you pre-plan or prepay your final arrangements, mm-hmm. you can the options are you can pay it all at one time, or you can make monthly payments. There's no interest. There's no, you know, anything like that. And once it's paid off, that locks in the cost. So everything that you picked out and paid for, it's paid for. It's locked in.
Okay. Now this is important because if I pay today and 20 years goes by, you're saying that is locked in?
It's locked in and paid for.
Wow, that's this right. is interesting. Now, if folks are already, maybe they're listening today and they're like, let me examine that further. What is the website?
It's www.grossfuneralhome.com.
Okay, so all together, no spaces?
That's right.
G-R-O-S-S, grossfuneralhome.com.
That's right, and just click on the pre-planning link there.
Okay, so now back to the website, though. What else can we see on that website?
There's all kinds of tools on there.
Okay.
There's a grief management library that's, you know, specifically tailored to different situations.
Oh, okay.
There
important,
are,
yeah.
Obituary writers to help you get that. There's ideas for celebrations of life, places that you might want to, or things that you might want to incorporate.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Okay, Justin, you brought up something good. It sounds to me like if I'm nervous or I'm a little bit confused about what all is involved, you've got it covered. You've been there and done that. So if you look at the website, I'm all of a sudden not having to do all of this on my own. You're ready to help. Your people are ready to help.
That's right. And on the website, you can do it at your time. And mm-hmm. you can work on it a piece at a time if you want to.
Yeah, fantastic. Real quick, back to the crematorium. Is it true, Justin, that Orville Redenbacher filled his pockets with popcorn kernels before he was cremated as one last surprise?
It wouldn't surprise me. I
mentioned earlier, my father is a funeral director. Do you know most funeral places around the town? I mean, is it a small world too, the funeral business?
It is. So, I mean, we network and connect, and mm-hmm. there's times that we have to bounce ideas off of each other.
I think where he is, sometimes it's just so busy, they refer people to Gross. I mean, like, it's a dying business. But you are located where now?
We're at 120 Wright Street, so we're at the corner of Higdon Ferry and Wright Street.
Yes.
It's the big white two-story southern building.
It is a gorgeous facility. Is it beautiful on the inside, too? I should stop by.
Yeah, you should. We've kept a lot of the original. The building was built in 1934.
Wow.
We kept a lot of the original aspects. So the door frame is original. The spiral staircase is original.
Wow. Okay.
Some of the other parts have been, you know, updated and remodeled. And we've just added a banquet facility or a catering room where some services are becoming more and more of an unstructured event where it's kind of a come-and-go reception type.
I see.
Service.
Well, it sounds like another piece of the puzzle is taken care of. Let's say folks are out of town. What are we going to do? Let's provide a little lunch or something. Mm-hmm. Is that the purpose of that?
We take care of all of it.
Now, are you going to have a chapel there on campus?
We do. We have a chapel. It's very versatile. So
yeah.
We make it just as unique and, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. as, you know, and cater to the family just to their needs.
Yeah.
Some people want all chairs in there. Some people want to do all tables. We can change it up and make it just as personalized and you know, as unique as the family's needs.
Sure. Now, what about your hours of operation? Let's say I want to call down there and just chat with someone.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's someone there 24 hours a day, 7 days
a week. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We're always there. We don't know. Someone could pass away at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So there's two different shifts. They're always there. So we're available at any time.
Now, if someone has a pen and paper right now and they would like to jot down your phone number, do you happen to have that?
Yeah, it's 501-624-1244.
64-1244. 1244. And again, grossfuneralhome.com altogether.
That's right.
Take a look at the website. Find out more about... Honestly, it shouldn't be a surprise, but as I think about this, every single person listening today, every single person in Hot Springs, eventually is going to have to be thinking about this for themselves or for family members.
You know, we buy insurance mm-hmm. in case we have a wreck, or we buy insurance in case our house burns down.
Sure.
This insurance is not an in case.
Good point. That's right.
The fact is, it's going to happen to all of us.
Now, is this you saying the pre-planning or the pre-purchasing really is a good idea?
It is. We plan our weddings. We plan our, we plan for retirement. We plan for college.
Why
would you not plan for your...
No, it makes all the sense in the world. It makes all the sense in the world. Now, you said your dad still comes by and helps.
My dad is semi-retired, but he still is attached to the funeral home.
Now, is he here in town?
He lives in Texarkana.
Oh, okay. I see.
But he's still, so he has an office in Texarkana uh-huh. Down there, and he still comes in. But he still comes up to Hot Springs a lot
uh-huh.
Still helps us out here as well.
Yeah. Is he still giving you advice?
You know, he is.
Hey, my dad, I mentioned he's a funeral director. You know, I don't think he can retire. You know, that's just not in his blood. Maybe that's
not,
It just ain't going to happen. Matter of fact, he'll probably, show up for work at the funeral home and not realize that he has passed away. I don't know. Maybe that's... Yeah. So, Justin, what about you and the family? You say your wife is here in town with you.
Yeah, my wife Rachel, she's on staff at New Life Church.
Oh, fantastic, yeah.
And we have twin 9-year-old boys.
That's busy time.
Oh, it is busy. We're involved in everything.
Twin boys, huh?
Twin 9-year-olds.
My brother has a twin son and daughter, and they look nothing alike. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Mine are identical, very identical.
Do they ever trick you?
They trick. They do. They trick their teachers.
Yeah. Now, what about, do they come up to work at the grocery store home with you sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
And now, I mean, is this going to be a fourth generation? How are you feeling about that? Are your boys talking about this?
I don't think so. But my dad said the same thing about me. He was determined that I do something else.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And I'm the same way. I want them to do something else. But if the Lord calls them to... the funeral business, I won't get in the way of it.
Yeah, there you go. Justin Nicholas, Gross Funeral Home. And again, how long have you been with Gross?
That's a great question. So it's the only job I've ever had.
Yep.
I've always been in the Dignity family. But I came to Hot Springs full-time as the general manager in 2013. I was working part-time, I guess since, I don't know, my whole life.
Now, we're coming up on your 10-year anniversary here in town. Right? Or at Gross. Being a general manager.
That's right.
Folks, again, if you've ever driven down Higdon Ferry and you see that massive white, old, just beautiful, that's where we're talking about. And folks who want to look at the website can do that, but they can certainly drop by and visit. Is that right?
Yeah, come in. We'll give them a tour of the
Phenomenal idea. I really mean that. Justin Nicholas, it's been phenomenal talking to you this morning. Again, this is something it's worth thinking about ahead of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. GrossFuneralHome.com.
That's right.
And phone number one more time.
501-624-1244.
Might as well look into it right today. No better time, right?
That's right.
Hey, thanks for coming by the studio today. Been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you and see you again, Justin. Good to visit, and I look forward to taking a tour downtown.
I've enjoyed it. Come on by.
All right. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.